您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
English 学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
And I'm Shinting. Last time we talked something about the braces.
Today we'll go on with the topic.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线实用英语课堂节目，我是沈冰，
我是安娜。上周呢，我们说了戴牙套的问题，
这周我们还要继续这个话题。Part 2 At the orthodontist
在牙医诊所。
Dialogue 2. Here I am, the guy that looks like an idiot.
Now, don't be so silly. Lots of young people like you have braces.
That doesn't make me feel better, Mom.
What did Dr. Andrews say?
She said I have to keep them super clean, and I have to see her every 2 weeks.
Will you need a retainer after they come off?
She's not sure about that yet. It depends on how well the teeth move.
How long will you have to wear the braces?
Probably for 2 years. 2 very long years.
You'll see. You'll thank us when you're older.
It's hard to look that far ahead, Mom. No girl will want to date me now.
If a girl won't date you because of braces, then she isn't the right girl for you.
A girl might have dated me if I had gotten the see-through braces, Mom.
Those ones are rip-off, Tim, and they aren't invisible or anything like that.
对话中 ，Tim 从牙医诊所回到了家，很不满意，觉得戴上牙套的自己就像个傻瓜。妈妈安慰他说：“别傻了，很多像 Tim 一样的年轻人都在戴牙套。”Don't be silly 就是告诉别人不要犯傻，不要想那么多了。比如说 ，Don't be silly, he's not coming back. 别傻了，他不会回来的。
Tim 听了妈妈的话，并没有觉得好受多少。大家都戴牙套，并不等于戴牙套就很好看。妈妈又问 Andrews 医生是怎么说的，医生说 Tim 必须让牙套保持超级的干净，还有就是他每两周都要去一次牙医诊所复查。 And I have to see her every 2 weeks 当中的 see her 并不是说去看望他，而是去他的诊所看病。
对，就像我们平时说的 see a doctor， 表面上呢看是去看望医生，其实是说去医院看病。那么在牙套拿下来之后， Tim 还需要戴固定器吗？固定器的说法是 retainer，在戴牙套的疗程结束之后，会继续戴一阵子固定器来固定牙齿的位置。
医生也不确定 Tim 到底用不用戴固定器，只要看牙齿移动的情况而定。那么 Tim 的牙套到底要戴多久呢？也许会戴两年。那么这两年对于 Tim 来说将会是非常漫长的。妈妈说到时候 Tim 就会知道戴牙套的好处了，那时他会非常感谢他们。但是谁能看得那么长远呢？ It's hard to look that far ahead.
Tim 怕戴上牙套之后就没有女生愿意跟他约会了。妈妈说，如果一个女孩因为你戴牙套就不跟你约会，那么这个女孩就不是适合你的女生。 Tim 觉得如果她戴的是透明牙套，女生说不定就愿意跟她约会了。
See through 表示透明的。妈妈告诉 Tim 说，那些所谓透明的牙套都是骗人的东西，而且不是真的一点都看不到的。 those ones are rip-off 当中的 rip-off 是一个俚语词汇，表示骗人的或者是骗钱的东西。
嗯，比如说 $10 for a cup of coffee, what a rip-off, 一杯咖啡要$10，真是宰人。还有一个俚语是 rip somebody off, 表示欺骗某人，特别是欺骗某人的钱财。比如说 the old man tried to rip me off, 那个老头想骗我的钱。
那么 Tim 的牙套会对他在学校的形象有影响吗？我们还要接着往下看，现在还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Here I am, the guy that looks like an idiot.
Now don't be so silly. Lots of young people like you have braces.
That doesn't make me feel better, Mom.
What did Dr. Andrews say?
She said I have to keep them super clean, and I have to see her every 2 weeks.
Will you need the retainer after they come off?
She's not sure about that yet. It depends on how well the teeth move.
How long will you have to wear the braces?
Probably for 2 years. 2 very long years.
You'll see. You'll thank us when you're older.
It's hard to look that far ahead, Mom. No girl will want to date me now.
If a girl won't date you because of braces, then she isn't the right girl for you.
A girl might have dated me if I had gotten the see-through braces, Mom.
Those ones are rip-off, Tim.And they aren't invisible or anything like that.
Now, let's listen to a song. It's Sting, All the Time.
Thank you.
You have been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
OK, welcome back. 欢迎回来。现在收听到的是国际在线教育频道实用英语课堂节目。我是 Anna。
我是沈清。今天呢我们的话题依然是戴牙套。
刚才给大家听了一段对话，现在来接着往下看。
Part 3.Brave Face.
铁面人.
Dialogue 1.
Hey, Tim, how was your first day at school?
I have a new nickname, Brave Face.
Brave Face? Huh, that ain't so bad. Kids used to call me worse names than that.
You're just trying to cheer me up.
No, we used to call kids with braces metal mouth.
Yeah, well, they call me that too, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, but who cares? They're only names.And I know you're tougher than that.
I just always feel so stupid. I'm afraid to smile.
It would be a shame if we stopped smiling for the next 2 years.
I feel like a little kid.
Just trust us on this one. One day you'll be able to look back at this and laugh.
Right. I'll be laughing with tears in my eyes because it's so sad.
Sometimes you're funny and we're silly. If you ever need a date, I'm always available.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
开学的第一天，他感觉怎么样呢 ？Tim 有了一个新外号 ，Brave Face， 就是铁面人，或者是叫牙套男也行。那 nickname 就是指外号、绰号。比如说 ，As he was always cheerful, he had the nickname Smiler， 因为他总是乐呵呵的，所以他的外号叫乐乐。
Nickname 呢，还可以表示爱称、昵称。举个例子 ，Harold's nickname was Harry。Harold 昵称呢是哈利。Nickname 跟 name 一样也可以作为动词，意思是给别人起外号。比如说 ,He was nicknamed Fatty because he was so skinny. 因为他很瘦，所以呢给他起了个外号叫胖子。
妈妈说铁面人这个绰号已经不错了，他小时候还有过更糟糕的外号呢，可以不相信，说妈妈只是哄他开心罢了。Cheer somebody up 表示让某人更高兴或者是更快活，比如说 ,He made faces to cheer up his sister. 他做鬼脸逗妹妹笑。
嗯Cheer up 也可以单独使用，表示高兴起来、振作起来。比如说 ，You seem to need cheering up， 你似乎需要振作起来。Cheer up 还有一个比喻的用法，表示为某物增添光彩。比如说 ，The flowers always cheer the room up， 房间里一有花就满室增辉。
妈妈小时候那些戴牙套的小孩子都会被称为大钢牙，就是 metal mouth。妈妈没想到的是 ，Tim 的同学也这样叫他。他安慰 Tim 说没关系，这些只是名字而已，不要那么介意， Tim 足够坚强，可以应付得来。
Tim 一直觉得戴牙套很傻，也一直不敢笑，但是如果他接下来两年都不笑的话，可就太糟糕了。 Tim 此时感觉自己就像个小孩子那么无助。妈妈说这件事听他们的准没错，有朝一日 Tim 会笑着回顾这段时间的。 Trust somebody on something 表示相信某人对某事的判断。
那么这里的 look back atOr on something and laugh 就表示笑看往事。当你面对不愉快的事情的时候呢，与其一直耿耿于怀，不如换个角度想一想，等到事过境迁的时候，或许这会是一段很有意思的回忆。这时候呢，就可以用 look back at or on something and laugh 这个句式了。
嗯，劝人不要太在意。我们来用一段对话来做例子。 We'll look back at this and laugh one day. I hope so, because I just want to cry now.有朝一日我们回想起这件事的时候会觉得很好笑，但愿如此，因为现在我只想哭。
还有 In 10 years you look back at your childhood diaries and laugh. My kids might think they're funny too. 十年后你会笑着看你小时候写的日记，我的孩子说不定也会觉得很好笑。
Tim 还是很悲观，他说没错，到时候我会笑中还有泪， 因为回想起来实在是太悲哀了。妈妈开玩笑说 Tim 犯起傻气来还真可爱，还大方地说无论 Tim 什么时候需要约会对象，他都有空奉陪。
这可让 Tim 哭笑不得，只好道谢。那么 Tim 的高中生活到底会不会因为戴牙套而真的变得很悲惨呢？我们还要接着往下看，现在再来听一遍刚才的对话。Hey Tim, how was your first day at school?
I have a new nickname, Brace Face.
Brace Face? Ha, that ain't so bad. Kids used to call me worse names than that.
You're just trying to cheer me up.
No, we used to call kids with braces metal mouth.
Yeah, well, they call me that too, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, but who cares? They're only names, and I know you're tougher than that.
I just always feel so stupid. I'm afraid to smile.
It would be a shame if you stopped smiling for the next 2 years.
I feel like a little kid.
Just trust us on this one. One day you'll be able to look back at this and laugh.
Right. I'll be laughing with tears in my eyes because it's so sad.
Huh. Sometimes you're funny when you're silly. If you ever need a date, I'm always available.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Dialogue 2.
Mom, my teeth are killing me.And the skin inside my mouth is all cut up.
Did Dr. Andrews say that was normal?
Yeah, I spit up blood sometimes too. It's gross. The tightening today was torture.
Doctor told me the tightening is the worst part because it forces teeth to move.
She said I could put some wax pieces on the braces to smooth them out.
Give it a whirl then. I'm sure it'll help.
Gross. Look at this meat and lettuces from my burger today.
Where? I don't see any.
In my teeth. See, there's always gunk hiding in there.
Just pick it out.
Sometimes it comes flying out by itself. Even worse, sometimes it's when I'm talking to people, even girls.
Maybe you can carry a net in front of your face.
Ha, sure, Mom.
Ah, at least I'd make you smile again, finally.
Tim 的牙齿很疼，嘴里的皮肉都被割破了。My teeth are killing me. 当中的 kill 不是杀死某人的意思，而是指令人疼痛。我们还可以说 My back or head or finger is killing me. 我的背、脑袋、手指头那等等身体部位都疼死了。
嗯，妈妈很心疼 Tim， 问 Andrews 医生是怎么说的呢？他认为这种现象是正常的吗？戴牙套难免会磨破口腔里的皮肤，所以这种现象还是正常的。有时候 Tim 还会吐血 spit up blood。 那么关于 spit 还有一个在口语中比较常用的用法，就是 spit it out， 表示有什么事情就痛快说出来，别婆婆妈妈的。
我们来举个例子。 What exactly are you trying to say? Come on, just spit it out. 你到底要跟我说什么？你就爽快点说出来吧。 Tim 说吐血很恶心， It's gross。 Gross 这个词呢，在口语中表示让人厌恶的、恶心的。
今天呢 Tim 又去了牙科诊所把牙套绑紧，差点没把他疼死，真是一场酷刑。 The tightening today was torture. 妈妈也听医生说，因为绑紧牙套是在强迫牙齿移动，所以说是最难受的部分了。
医生告诉 Tim 可以在牙套上放一些蜡块，让牙套呢平滑一点。 Wax piece 就是指蜡块，一种像粘土的软蜡。戴牙套的患者呢，可以取一小块覆盖在牙套锐利的地方，来防止割破口腔。
妈妈说既然医生这么说了就试试吧。 Give it a whirl then. Whirl 当名词的时候呢，表示混乱旋转，但在 give it a whirl 这个口语用法中呢，就是尝试的意思。
好，我们再来用一个对话来做例子。
Here, let's give this game a whirl.
Alright, here goes nothing.
来，咱们来试试这种游戏。好啊，反正没什么损失。
还有 You mind if I test drive your motorcycle? Give her a whirl. 建议我试骑一下你的摩托车吗？骑骑看吧。
Tim 照镜子的时候看自己的牙套，觉得很恶心，上面还有今天吃的汉堡里的肉和莴苣，牙齿里面总是有些黏黏的东西。
There's always gunk hiding in there.
Gunk 表示黏滑讨厌的东西。
妈妈说没关系，挑出来就好了。 Tim 说有时候这些黏黏的东西还会自己飞出来，更糟糕的是有时候是在他跟别人说话的时候，甚至是和女孩子说话的时候，这下可糗大了。
妈妈建议说也许 Tim 可以在脸的前面挂一张网，这样说话的时候就不怕东西喷出来了。 Tim 大笑起来，觉得老妈真可爱，竟然想出了这么一个点子。
没错， 妈妈也松了一口气，她终于又让 Tim 开口笑起来了，真不容易。看来 Tim 也越来越习惯戴牙套的生活了。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Mom, my teeth are killing me, and the skin inside my mouth is all cut up.
Did Dr. Andrew say that was normal?
Yeah, I spit up blood sometimes too. It's gross. The tightening today was torture.
Doctor told me the tightening is the worst part because it forces teeth to move.
She said I could put some wax pieces on the braces to smooth them out.
Give it a whirl then. I'm sure it'll help.
Gross. Look at this meat and lettuces from my burger today.
Where? I don't see any.
In my teeth. See? There's always gunk hiding in there.
Just pick it out.
Sometimes it comes flying out by itself. Even worse, sometimes it's when I'm talking to people, even girls.
Maybe you can carry a net in front of your face.
Ha, sure, Mom.
Ah, at least I'd make you smile again, finally.节目的最后，我们一起来听来自 Sixpence None the Richer Breathe Your Name。
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll talk about fire prevention. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@shawnabroadcast.cn.
今天我们说完了整形牙套这个话题，下周呢我们要来说说怎样防火。如果大家有任何意见或者是建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@shawnabroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会。